Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из списка. К каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I like buying things for myself, as most people do. However, I also like to get things for other people, especially my best friend Rachel. I know exactly what she wants, basically because she's always talking about it. So when her birthday comes round, I always know what to get her. Of course, others may not be so lucky when they buy things for their friends or family for special occasions, but the good thing is that the person who receives it will always appreciate the thought.
Speaker B.
There are lots of places to go shopping where I live, and you can get some real bargains sometimes. I think I most enjoy visiting the local shopping centre. There are lots of things you can do there apart from shopping, like see a film or go bowling. There are also places to eat, and it's a great location for meeting friends. Also, there are so many shops to choose from that you never run out of choices.
Speaker C.
When I get a present from my Aunt Claire, I always know I'm not going to like it. She means well, and it's not like I don't appreciate the fact that she's given me a present, but she always buys something strange. A bright pink sweater I'd never wear, for example, or shoes too big for my feet, or a book I'll never read. It's actually really funny. It's like she's got no idea who I am and what I like. I still love her enormously, though.
Speaker D. I'm not a big fan of shopping, unlike everyone else in my family. I usually only go shopping when I need something really badly. On those occasions, I generally just go into a shop, look around very quickly to see if I can find what I want, and buy it if they have it in a size that fits. I guess you could describe it as getting in and out in a hurry. There are just better things to do in life. Speaker E.
I spend a lot of time buying clothes, I must admit. But I'm proud to say that I can make my money go extra far because I'm always looking for things in the sales. So many shops, in the high street, in shopping centres, everywhere, have great offers. You just have to keep an eye out for them. Why pay full price when you can pay half price for similar items? Think about it. A 50% discount on everything you buy means twice the clothes for the same money.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A.
I like buying things for myself, as most people do. However, I also like to get things for other people, especially my best friend Rachel. I know exactly what she wants, basically because she's always talking about it. So when her birthday comes round, I always know what to get her. Of course, others may not be so lucky when they buy things for their friends or family for special occasions, but the good thing is that the person who receives it will always appreciate the thought.
Speaker B.
There are lots of places to go shopping where I live, and you can get some real bargains sometimes. I think I most enjoy visiting the local shopping centre. There are lots of things you can do there apart from shopping, like see a film or go bowling. There are also places to eat, and it's a great location for meeting friends. Also, there are so many shops to choose from that you never run out of choices.
Speaker C.
When I get a present from my Aunt Claire, I always know I'm not going to like it. She means well, and it's not like I don't appreciate the fact that she's given me a present, but she always buys something strange. A bright pink sweater I'd never wear, for example, or shoes too big for my feet, or a book I'll never read. It's actually really funny. It's like she's got no idea who I am and what I like. I still love her enormously, though.
Speaker D. I'm not a big fan of shopping, unlike everyone else in my family. I usually only go shopping when I need something really badly. On those occasions, I generally just go into a shop, look around very quickly to see if I can find what I want, and buy it if they have it in a size that fits. I guess you could describe it as getting in and out in a hurry. There are just better things to do in life. Speaker E.
I spend a lot of time buying clothes, I must admit. But I'm proud to say that I can make my money go extra far because I'm always looking for things in the sales. So many shops, in the high street, in shopping centres, everywhere, have great offers. You just have to keep an eye out for them. Why pay full price when you can pay half price for similar items? Think about it. A 50% discount on everything you buy means twice the clothes for the same money.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.